Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes, and I think I'm going to try to squeeze in 15 tracks this time. This is a band called We Banjo 3, something called Aunt Jemima's Plaster. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 233, and we're talking about families. So aunts, uncles, cousins, family reunions, all that stuff that sort of happens at the summertime. I'll tell you a bit more about We Banjo 3 in a moment, but thanks for joining me, and I hope you enjoy the trip. It's a tune called Aunt Jemima's Plaster, and it's a band called We Banjo 3. It's originally a Quebecois tune, and it refers to a dandy kind of recipe for plaster, homemade plaster. There's some lines that go with the song sometimes. Sheepskin and beeswax, it makes a mighty plaster. The more you try to get it off, the more it sticks to faster. There you go. A couple tunes after that, Ormond Sound and Marco's Reel. That was We Banjo 3, a fine quartet from Galway, Ireland. Two sets of brothers. They have common ground between old world tradition and Americana. They used to all play banjo, but they have also fiddle, guitar, mandolin, and so on. They call them Celtgrass sometimes. And they're on their fifth, is it, or sixth album now in about 8 years or 9 years of recording history. And the formula is changing, but they have some really dandy bits if you ever come across their CDs. Anyway, in my mind. And the name of the band comes from the fact that at the beginning they've had three banjo players in the mix. It's We Banjo 3. But they've actually all won competitions on all kinds of different instruments as well. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. And today I'm featuring a number of tracks that relate to families, our second in a series on families here on Roots and Branches Beyond. And next up we have three guys, Willie Taylor, Joe Hutton, and Will Atkinson. And there were three traditional musicians from Northumberland in England, small pipes, mouth organ, and fiddle. And in retirement, they joined together. They toured as the Shepherds for a time in the late 1980s, early 1990s, traveled throughout England playing at concerts and clubs and festivals, and they were brought together by Alistair Anderson. And they were indeed shepherds in their earlier life. They had sort of a lot of familiar pieces from the Northumberland area, like Morpeth Rant and so on, and a bunch of unfamiliar tunes. Willie composed a few tunes himself. They did some recording, mostly live material, though. And the last member of the Shepherds died in 2000, and that was the end of an era. They have some wonderfully rhythmic and tight playing, and it's born of decades of playing together. They're doing a track here which includes Aunt Mary's Canadian. Canadian, I'm not sure what, but... And so I'm going to have a set of tunes here that all refer to Aunt Mary or Auntie Mary. And it could be three different Aunt Marys, or it could be they're related, or it could be the very same Aunt Mary. Who knows what goes on there? But let's start off with three shepherds here from Northumberland. This is three tracks. Dance to Chenu, Aunt Mary's Canadian, and Neil Taylor's Jig.
The Auntie Mary had a canary, whistled the cock of the north. He whistled for ewers and frichten the boers, they all fell into the fourth. B for Boer, K for Kruger, J for General French. Oh, the British were up at the top of the hill, the boers were down in the trench. B for Boer, K for Kruger, J for General French. Oh, the British were up at the top of the hill, the boers were down in the trench. As I come doon through Glasgow toon, I met wee O'Hara. I gied him a lick o' my dindy rock, and he gied me a hurl in his bar. And oh, the bonny wee bar is mine, it doesn't belong to wee O'Hara. The fly wee bloke, he stuck to my rock, say I'm for sticking to his bar. And oh, the bonny wee bar is mine, it doesn't belong to wee O'Hara. The fly wee bloke, he stuck to my rock, say I'm for sticking to his bar. Oh.
A little bit of Scottish street singing there. That's from Hamish Henderson. And it's a CD that he did along with Ellen Lomax. Hamish helped him out. And it was all Scottish. It's called Singing in the Streets, Scottish children's songs. And Hamish sang them. Hamish was a poet and songwriter, communist, intellectual, soldier, a whole bunch of things. He was a catalyst for the folk revival in Scotland. He was an accomplished folk song collector. And he had a difficult life growing up and so on, but he had strong commitments to Quakerism for a while, and then a supporter of World War II, but he wrote a lot about soldiers' lives and the desperation that they felt stuck in certain circumstances. In the 50s, he acted as a guide to the American folklorist Alan Lomax, who collected a lot of field recordings in Scotland. That's comes from some of that. And he helped the Edinburgh People's Festival, Cayley, started that in 1951, and a variety of other things. Before that, we heard from Canada's, Steel Eye Span, Figgy Duff, or Newfoundland and Labrador's Steel Eye Span. They played a major role in the Newfoundland cultural renaissance of the 70s and 80s and beyond. They were formed in 1976 by Noel Dinn, and he named the band after, of course, a very traditional pudding in the province. They traveled across the island and throughout Labrador. They learned traditional songs and released their debut album in 1980, and that was a grand piece. I remember when it came in the mail, and it was an insight. And throughout the next 13 years or so, Figgy Duff continued touring and playing, and so when the lineup changed a little bit, but the core of Noel Dinn and Pamela Morgan stayed there. Unless Noel died of cancer in 1983, and the band kind of disbanded then. They reunited a number of times. They got about a half a dozen releases. And for the beginning of that set, we had Willie Taylor, Joe Hutton, and Will Atkinson. You would have heard the chairs squeaking and people talking in the background. That was recorded at a cottage of their friends in 1994, one of the last times they all sort of played together just for the fun of it. Their wives were there, and they were just having a little party. And fortunately, a tape recorder was on. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 233. And we're doing music about families again. This is the second of a series of maybe four. We'll see how long it lasts. Next up, we have the Foggy Hogtown Boys. They started as a weekly bar gig among friends in Toronto and playing at the Dominion Tavern, I believe it was. And that started out about 2004. They're kind of a cross between bluegrass and old-timey and very old country. Great lineup of folks, all well-known session musicians as well, and they have about 8 albums out. This is something called Big Sister Waltz from a CD, Pigtown Fling. Thank you. tune there called Uncle Henry. It was written by a whittling fiddler, or at least it was recorded by a whittling fiddler, Violet Hensley. And I don't know if she whittled fiddles as well, but anyway, there you go. There's lots of stories there still to be told about that. That was Erin Marshall. She's a Canadian old-time fiddler, ethnomusicologist, teacher, author. She was originally from Victoria in BC. She lived in Gibson's for a while. She traveled to Toronto in the late 90s and was doing ethnomusicology at York University. Also headed to Kentucky a number of years later, to Berea, did some work, got an Appalachian Fellowship there. She studied Kentucky fiddle styles for a number of months, and she's performed with a bunch of bands like the Hates Old Time String Band, the Galax Bog Trotters, the Bowbenders String Band, all, you know, great names really there. She's lived in Galax, Virginia since about 2009 and served as concert coordinator for the Blue Ridge Music Center and won a number of contests and so on. She has about 7 CDs out in a book and a couple of film appearances and so on, and had a number of her friends on that CD, which is called Calico. That was Uncle Henry and Rusty Gunn. Before that, we heard from the Foggy Hogtown Boys and the Big Sister Waltz from their CD, Pigtown Fling. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This could be maybe on Voice of Mon Bay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbor, or possibly Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, or maybe Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, or I'll give you one more, CILU, are you there? 102.7, Thunder Bay, Ontario. You could be listening there as well, wherever you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Next up, we have a musician that you probably need no introduction to, an American musician, singer, songwriter, actor. His career has spanned 6 decades. One of the most acclaimed songwriters, I guess, in popular music, Paul Simon. He was born in Newark, New Jersey, grew up in the borough of Queens in New York City, began performing with his high school friend, Art Garfunkel, in 1956. They were both still in the early teens. Limited success, but they reunited after this electrified version of their song, The Sound of Silence, became a hit. That was in 1966. That was 10 years later. So, you know, you have to have patience. Simon and Garfunkel recorded 5 albums together. It's split, though, in 1970. And Simon did 3 solo albums over 5 years then in the early 70s. They all charted in the top 5. It included this song from his 1972 self-titled album, Mother and Child Reunion, which sort of hits all of the, you know, mother, child, and reunion for the targets for families shows. And he's performed with Art Garfunkel a few times over the years, including a famous performance in New York Central Park in 1981. There's 500,000 people there, and fortunately it's a great concert if you ever get a chance to see or to hear it. It's followed by a world tour with Garfunkel and so on. Of course, he had, you know, ups and downs in his career. He had a bit of a slump, and then he came out with Graceland in 1986, which is one of his most popular albums. It was inspired by spending some time in the South African townships. It sold like millions and millions and millions of copies worldwide, and it is his most acclaimed solo work. But hey, he's got 16 Grammys, so no dust on him. This is from Negotiations and Other Love Songs, a collection of his early material, Paul Simon and Mother and Child Reunion.
Can't believe it's so, though it seems this way in the course of lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hope, no, on this strange and mournful day when the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, oh, the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, the mother and child reunion is only a moment away. Oh, oh, the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, oh, the
dance music there. That was the Rodney Miller Band and something called Reunion Jig, and as well Pete DeMille and Pinch of Snuff. Rodney Miller is widely considered to be one of the foremost exponents of the New England style of fiddling. He's been playing for over 40 years, at least sort of professionally. And he's toured North America, Charles, Australia, Denmark, and so on. He's recorded 10-plus albums or so. He's written some grand tunes as well. Back in 1983, even, he was designated a master fiddler by the National Endowment for the Arts, and that was even just at the very beginning of his long career. He sometimes records more recently with a band called Air Dance, and he still plays for dances, and at first glance, you know, sometimes New England contra dance looks and sounds a bit like square dancing, but it's not at all. The main difference is sort of the form of the dance, and, you know, in a square dance, I don't have to explain this to you. You know all about square dancing and contra dancing, right? Or else, you know, you can look it up on your little phone. But anyway, contra dancing is a great deal of fun, and especially if you have a great band like the Rodney Miller Band. That was from a CD called Greasy Coat. Before that, we heard Paul Simon and Mother and Child Reunion. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 233, and it's a show about families once again. This is the second of a series. Next up, we have Corb Lund. Never let a few months pass without playing one of his songs. This is called Family Reunion from his CD Horse Soldier. Corb Lund is from Southern Alberta. He's released, getting close to 10 albums, maybe, something like that. And he's, I guess you'd call him alt-country. I just call him, you know, country music that I enjoy, as opposed to... Anyway, we won't get into that. He's a great performer. He tours a lot throughout Canada, U.S., and Australia. He's toured Europe. Played Glastonbury, I believe. And he grew up on a farm and a ranch in Southern Alberta. And he studied jazz guitar at Grant McEwen College there. Formed his band in 1995, and it's been in several incarnations, usually called the Hurtin' Albertans. Corb Lund and Family Reunion.
Family reunion, she's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear, the clan's all here for the family reunion. Well, my cowboy uncle sing cowboy songs, and they get drunk and the words get wrong. My Blackfoot cousins say they're coming this year. Well, I hope they do, and I hope they bring beer to the family reunion. She's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear, the clan's all here for the family reunion. You got the Mormons and the drinkers and the Mormons who drink. Well, pay attention, cause it ain't as simple as you think. They say there's some who don't believe in either, but I ain't met them yet, and my ma ain't neither. At the family reunion, she's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear, the clan's all here for the family reunion. Well, then I run into my favorite aunt, and she says, Corb, you still playing in that band? I guess as long as you're having fun, you make a little money, but we're praying for you, son. Family reunion, she's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear, the clan's all here for the family reunion. The shock I get, it's one of them I think I might have dated back in school. That's alright, in Alberta that's cool. Family reunion, she's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear, the clan's all here for the family reunion.
Looking through.
history, it will repeat. Look through your history, you're sure to meet someone walking much the same pathway as you. It's just family history, and like it or not, you're passing through. They look much the same, like you're running in circles until you don't know where it ends. Can't know where you're going until you know just where you've been. What's with my uncle? I wanna know. We never see him whenever we go to some family reunion. Oh, no one dares to say his name. It's the rules in our sacred family history game.
Tim O'Brien there with some of the secrets of family life. Every family has some. The Unspoken Rules there from a CD called Traveler. Tim O'Brien's a very prolific and illustrious and talented American musician born in Wheeling, West Virginia. Grammy Award winning singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. Saw Doc Watson when he was young, and it changed his life. For many people, that's true. That happens. He toured nationally in the 1980s with the Colorado bluegrass band called Hot Rise. And he does a lot of solo shows as well. He's got, I don't know, 21 solo CDs or something out, and a whole pile of other CDs that he's done with other people. Anything he does, I kind of like. Before that, we heard from Cor Blund and from his CDs Horse Soldier and Family Reunion. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 233, and we're talking about families, the second show in a series of four-ish or whatever. And you could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, which is CKVB and 100.1 FM, Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X in London, Ontario, CIXX, maybe Caper Radio, CJBU in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3, or maybe in Belle Island, Newfoundland, or throughout Conception Bay South, 93.9 FM, Radio Belle Island, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have a song called Family Reserve. We're sort of doing, you know, family reunion, family history, family reserve. This is Martin Simpson. He was born in Scunthorpe in Lincolnshire. I like saying that, Scunthorpe. Just to say, you know, I'm from Scunthorpe. Anyway, he took an early interest in music, learned to play the guitar and the banjo, performed at local folk clubs. He dropped out of college to become a full-time musician back in 1970, 50-plus years ago. He's widely acknowledged as one of the finest acoustic and slide guitar players in the sort of the trad folk area. Very purposeful, sort of an upbeat voice, precise, sometimes spare, picking style. He's been nominated like 27 times for the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, more than any other performer. 9 consecutive years as nominee for Musician of the Year, which he won 2 of those years. At last count, he's got 21 solo albums, 16 as a session musician, 9 in collaboration, a pile of compilations, as well as 7, I think, instructional DVDs on how to play the guitar in various amazing ways. This is a set of home recordings that he did when, you know, when the pandemic started. Some people just started watching, you know, Netflix or whatever other streaming services they had constantly. But some people made CDs, including Martin Simpson. From his home recordings, this is Family Reserve.
When I saw the ambulance screaming down Main Street, I didn't give it a thought. It was my Uncle Eugene, it died on October 2nd, 1981. And my Uncle Wilbur, they all called him Skinner, to say that for his younger ways. He'd get drunk every morning and show me the rolls of 50s and 100s that he kept in the glove box of his old grey Impala. And we're all gonna be here forever. Mama, don't you make such a stir. Put down that camera and come on and join up the last of the family reserve. My second cousin, his name was Calloway. He died when he barely turned 2. And it was peanut butter and jelly that did it. To help, she didn't know what to do. She just stood there and she watched him turn blue. And we're all gonna be here forever. Mama, don't you make such a stir. Put down that camera, come on and join up the last of the family reserve. My friend Brian Temple, he thought he could make it. So from the third story he jumped. And he missed the swimming pool only by inches. Everyone said he was drunk. To his great uncle Julius, old Arnie Muller, Mary and Granddaddy Paul. There was Hannah and Emma and Alvin and Alec. He owned his own funeral hall. There's more I remember and more I could mention than words I could write in this song. But I feel them listening and I see them laughing and I hear them singing along. And we're all gonna be here forever. Mama, don't you make such a stir. Put down that camera, come on and join up the last of the family reserve. And we're all gonna be here forever. Mama, don't you make such a stir. Put down that camera, come on and join up the last of the family reserve.
Leaf Boys from their CD La Musique and something called the New Family Waltz. They're a Cajun Creole band from South Louisiana, and they play that kind of music. They call themselves an international Cajun band, and they do a lot of shows in Europe, actually, and they've won a number of awards, a number of Grammy Award nominations, and have been on some State Department tours. How do you get on those State Department tours? I don't know how that works. Before that, we heard from Martin Simpson and Family Reserve, which is a Lyle Lovett song that he loved so much that he decided to record it. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 233. We're talking about families. Time for just a few more tracks. Next up, here's a band I had to put in here because of the theme, Sly and the Family Stone, American band from San Francisco, active from 1966 to 83. They were pivotal in the development of funk and soul and rock and psychedelic music. It was led by singer-songwriter, record producer, multi-instrumentalist Sly Stone, and it included his brother and sister and several others. The first major American rock group actually to have a racially integrated male and female lineup. And they released a number of top 100 hits, including this one that you may well remember from back in the day. This is Family Affair.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Oh, no bad. Oh, no bad. still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. Uh-huh. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
Inspired by a high school reunion. That's the Indigo Girls. And I don't know about you, I've got the chance to go to a high school reunion this year, one of my own, the first one we've had in 40-some years. Anyway, it was exciting, but I didn't write a song. Oh, darn, I should have kept that in mind. This is the last tune for this show. And this is from Daniel Lapp. It's something called Sweet Reunion. He's a fiddler from BC. He's been a teacher. Five of his uncles played the fiddle, and a bunch of his aunts played accordion, so he had a bunch of accordion-playing aunts. I like that sort of vision. This is from his CD called Reunion. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you've enjoyed the trip, and do take care of each other, and I hope you get to see all your family soon. Happy trails!